Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, Tay All Day. There she is right there. You can have her all damn day. Download the free Odyssey app. Yeah, there it is. Odyssey, A-U-D-A-C-Y. I know it's spelled funky. You can find it. You can do this. Get you all grown up, downloading apps and stuff. You got to check this out, though. The Odyssey app is actually great because you can listen to Alice all the live long day, listen live, all the Sarah and Vinny stuff you could ever want.
Uh-huh, honey.
And this week, you have the Odyssey app, and you've got Tay All Day. It's a streaming experience that includes custom content from Taylor herself. And make sure to tune in tonight, I know, at 9 o'clock on the Odyssey app for a meeting of the Tortured Poets Department. It is an album release party. Taylor Swift, Tay All Day.
Tell your mom.
Tell your mom to tell all her bridge friends. I don't know what game they play. She a Mahjong lady? The Odyssey app, though. You got to get it. Please, we're begging. Just so undignified, the begging. Okay.
I like it. You make it look good.
Oh. Thanks, though. I'll keep it up. Don't you worry about it. Got my walking papers, my marching orders. That's what I've got. Hey, I don't know.
One word too many. Move on.
Right. It's true. Just excited for Tay All Day. I want everyone to get the Odyssey app, you know? It's free. All right. Sydney Sweeney isn't pretty or talented.
I heard that.
Says a producer.
Oh.
Yeah. And this producer obviously is getting some crap. I want to say this. Like, she is an unusual looking person. I have really enjoyed her in a couple things. First of all, she had a small part, but a good part in The Handmaid's Tale. So we know she's good at despair porn. Mm-hmm. And then she plays like a teenage daughter of sassy. Connie Britton's character. Yeah, spoiled super life. Spoiled and sassy on the first season of White Lotus. Mm-hmm. And then I saw her as a grown woman in a Rolling Stones video, and I went, wow, look at that hottie.
Hubba hubba.
Right. And she's done some other movies. I'm going to confess, I've only seen her in the TV stuff. But she recently had a fairly well-received, Anyone But You, I think was the name of it. The movie that she did.
Oh,
it was like
that
a,
was with the guy from Top Gun, wasn't it?
It was, Finny. Mm-hmm. Right. I can't remember what that guy's name was. But either way, this producer's saying, let me find the quote for you here. This producer says, I don't get Sydney Sweeney. I wanted to know who she is and why everyone's talking about her. So this person rented her movie on the plane, watched her press go on the movie on the plane.
Oh, okay. All
so
right.
She watched the movie and she says, I don't get it. She said, hold on. She described the rom-com itself. I'm sorry. I just gave it away. Damn it. It's a female. This was the thing that killed me. I was like, wow, a woman who's trying to make her way in Hollywood. As if every chick hasn't been had one look taken at her and gone, your thighs are too fat. Mm-hmm. Or you're not pretty enough for this part. Mm. So this female producer, her name's Carol Baum.
Oh, and, she must be hot, right?
Nah, she's like an old lady. She's an old bitch.
Oh, jeez. Well, that was
well. She's an old bitch.
Kind or
it's not kind.
Supportive.
What she did isn't kind or supportive. I got to be kind and supportive to her. That's a cool top that
yeah.
Sydney practically has on. So anyway, this is not some old greasy white guy chomping on a cigar producer. This is some female producer. Her films include Buffy the Vampire Slayer, the movie, and Father of the Bride 1 and Father of the Bride 2, I guess. And
the guy with the cigar learned long ago to shut up in front of microphones.
He did. Yes. That guy knows better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She clearly does not.
Well, she was they were watching some old movie of hers at some in some theater, and it was just one of those things. I don't know. It's like film buffs or something. They're all like, "Oh yes, we're going to go see Dead Ringers," which I guess was, which actually does sort of ring a bell. But this Carol Baum was a producer on that in 1988, and so they watch. You know, it's like a Q&A thing, I guess. I don't know. Maybe they got the cast together. Who knows? So there they are, and they're all talking about it, and somebody asked her about Sydney Sweeney randomly. I don't know how it came up, but she just basically was like, she's not attractive and she can't act. I don't get it. She said, explain this to me. She's not pretty. She can't act. Why is she so hot?
Well, I can't defend her, but I'll try. Maybe she's thinking of the all-time classic leading ladies like, and I've never seen Elizabeth Taylor in a movie once, but maybe that's who she's thinking of when she thinks of the next big thing in film and doesn't see that. I mean, people are entitled to their opinions, but I agree with you. It would be nice to be supportive as opposed to cutting people off at the knees,
right,
just as they're getting started.
Yes. She said she wasn't sure that she'd give up a movie just because Sweeney was in it. She says, we all want to get the movie made, and who walks away from a green light? Nobody I know. So she's like, yeah, I would have that ugly, untalented bitch in my movie.
Well, anyone who works in film learns very quickly. And I, you know who was great at this? And I don't know if you told this story the other day, but I think it was Tom Hanks when they said something like, what is the worst film in your filmography? And he said, I can't pick that because these are all collaborations and we all tried our hardest.
Right.
So it wouldn't be fair for me to say what I don't like about my, and he just went on to explain it. And I thought, yeah, that's politically perfect.
And the right move. It's the whole, if you don't have something nice to say, don't say anything.
But
which
that is
I
it.
Get was a thing from Bambi and maybe your mom. I don't know. But it just feels, it does feel like, you know, look, we could all, every one of us has said something that afterwards you're like, you know what? You know who that made look ugly? Me.
Mm-hmm.
Sydney's rep, Sydney Sweeney, young actress, lovely girl. I think she's talented and pretty, but, you know, everybody's entitled
that's
to their opinion.
That's what her rep said? Or that's what you're saying?
No, this is her rep went off on this Carol Baum producer saying, how sad that a woman in the position to share her expertise and experience chooses instead to attack another woman. To unjustly disparage a fellow female producer speaks volumes about Ms. Baum's character, which I think is Sydney's rep saying that Sydney Sweeney is also a producer.
Oh.
She called her a female, fellow female producer. Baum, for her part.
Saying it makes it so in Hollywood.
Yes,
so there you
I guess
go.
She's a producer now. Let's give her a producer credit. This Carol Baum walked her comments back, saying that she wishes she never met them. She wishes she never made them or met them, and that it's not her style. Still, she obviously meant it. And
it is her style. She
did
that.
Right. She did that in front of an audience of people. And apparently she's brought it up in front of like classes that she teaches.
Yeah, I don't know about that part. But I will say, one thing I'll say is, who among us doesn't need to apologize and hope that she means it? And I hope that she changes from it. You know what I mean? Like, I hate
like realizes that you've just there's another human being at the end of that insult.
Right.
Yeah.
You know this guy Glenn. His name is Glenn Powell from
Top Gun. Yeah, he was incredible in that movie.
Well, he's sort of the bad guy, right? And then he ends up.
Okay. Spoiler alert!
No spoilers. No spoilers.
He's also in Anyone But You. With Sydney Sweeney.
Yes.
And she's the executive producer on that.
Oh, is she? Oh, well, good for her. There she is, a female
boomity
producer.
Boomity boom, boom, boom.
It's already been made so. No wonder Sydney has a good rep. She knows what Sydney's all about. Anyway, this Baum lady. She bombed. Her comments bombed. It's just not. It is true. Like, Hollywood is a brutal enough business. Like, really. In fact, these days, it's got this whole extra layer of weirdness on it. And I'm talking about the allegation that Selena Gomez got the part that she has, which is a plum delicious, juicy part on Only Murders in the Buildings because she has 400 million followers on Instagram or whatever
she's
got.
I don't doubt that that's true. She's grown on me to some extent as
she's
a character.
She's not horrible. She's not ruining it.
But she's definitely has... she lacks a certain style, certain amount of style. She's very, very dry. She says the words.
I'm saying the words now.
Right. But she's grown on me.
Yeah.
And I do think we both discussed this to no end. It's possible that's what you need to do to be in a room with Steve Martin and Marty Short.
Lay low.
There may be no oxygen left in the room. And they, I'll say this on her behalf, they appear to really like her.
Yes, they do.
So
there's lots of sort of candid behind the scenes photos occasionally that they'll throw up there. They're all squished together on a couch or they're, you know, they do appear to really like her. And that's, look, you want to work with people that you're enjoying. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying that she's not qualified to do that role, but we have heard there are rumors going around about someone who alludes to some part that they missed out that they really wanted and the producers really liked them. And she lost out because the person who got it is the person who has the most followers ever on Instagram.
Wah, wah, wah.
Wah, wah, wah. So look, it's a tough business. And there's plenty of ugliness to go around, and here's just a little bit of it, and isn't that too bad? And let's all take a moment today to remember, you know, you don't have to say the mean thing that's on your tongue. Sarah, well, you don't have to say it, Sarah.
But even in your head, you might be someone who thinks, that skank? Oh, I mean,
her? Yeah.
And that's...
And look, go ahead and think that skank. Go ahead. Just don't say it, Sarah. Right. Don't say it. It's hard for me, though.
Because
it's so funny to surprise people by saying, oh, that skank.
Agreed.
But it's wrong because what if they hear you and then they're super sad?
Right.
And where's that power? Next up.
And skank is a low blow.
Here's someone else crapping on somebody.
Okay.
This is man on man.
Man on man crime?
Yeah. This is Brian Cox. Brian Cox, who's like he's the old guy on Succession. I don't know. I didn't watch Succession, so they must flash back to him a lot because he's one of the stars of the show. And maybe they're all scrabbling as before he's died. Like he's the leader of this company. So maybe he does do a few seasons or maybe he's all in flashbacks and they're all just.
No, I didn't watch the show all the way through, but the basic premise of the show is there's a son hoping to take over the empire that the dad has built. And at a certain point, the dad goes, I'm not leaving. And the son's like, why? And suddenly everyone's thrown into disarray because
So it was planned that he was going to leave.
There was some, I don't know, I haven't watched it all. I really have only watched one or two episodes. So it may completely go another direction.
Right.
But from the setup, that's what you see, which is the son is trying to make a deal. And he's known to be a rascal.
Mm.
He's a known rascal. And even the person he's dealing with is like,
you're a rascal.
Well, he just doesn't. It's clear he doesn't like the son.
Right.
Not into him.
So Brian Cox is the star of Succession.
Right.
And he is he's popping a squat on Napoleon. Joaquin Phoenix's portrayal of Napoleon.
Oh, I thought you meant Napoleon Dynamite.
No, I was about to get upset.
No. Really
don't
upset.
Be upset.
Okay.
Now, I think that Joaquin Phoenix is an absolutely great actor. But can a great actor do a bad job in a movie? They can. Maybe they're wrong for the part. But I will say this. I didn't see this movie. So I just thought, well, there's the one lady yelling about Sydney Sweeney and not liking her. I'm going to put this one with that one.
Okay.
Brian Cox apparently is never one to mince words. And Joaquin Phoenix is currently on his chopping block. This time over his performance in the Napoleon movie. Brian Cox... He was at some kind of history fest this weekend.
A history fest.
I don't know. But he was just crapping on Joaquin Phoenix's 2023 portrayal of Napoleon Bonaparte as downright awful, suggesting that he would have done the role more justice.
Oh.
Brian says, terrible. It's terrible. A truly terrible performance by Joaquin Phoenix. It really is appalling. I don't know what he was thinking. I think it's totally his fault, and I don't think Ridley Scott helps him. I would have played it better than Joaquin Phoenix, I tell you that. You can say it's good drama. No, it's lies. I think he's well-named. Joaquin. It's sort of a wacky performance.
Do you remember?
Yes.
And honestly, I don't remember if I told you this story or you told me.
Okay.
But I do too many things. I read too many things. I don't know where they come from.
You.
Okay. They all come from my iPad, everyone.
Ah.
That's where
it's a good source.
There's
solid
your source.
Right.
Just before they started filming, Joaquin Phoenix had a panic attack and went to, did you say Ridley Scott?
Yes.
Went to Ridley Scott and said, I have no idea how to play this part. And Ridley Scott and him sat down and went through every scene of the movie in order to get him ready to start shooting.
So this is Ridley Scott's fault, if he's as bad as Brian Cox is saying.
I'm just saying, I remember either you told me that or I read it, but what I'm telling you is Joaquin was having a panic attack about, we're going to get on set and I don't know how to play this character. I don't know.
Well, and he is a quirky historical figure. Like, he was a weirdo.
I don't know enough to say.
Isn't Napoleon, first of all, it's where the whole Napoleon complex comes from. He's a short guy. But then there was a thing where he always had his hand in his, they say he had like IBD. They say he had like, or ulcers or something.
Oh,
like he had a lot of pain
and
his gut problems. And he's always painted, because I don't think they had any photography back then. He's always painted as a guy who had his hand holding his belly. I don't know. You know, I've seen clips of this movie and I have thought to myself, oh, that looks pretty good. I bet I'd enjoy that. I don't know. It says Thanksgiving. I guess I could probably stream it. Maybe I'll take a look at it today.
All right. Tell us. Give us your review.
Yeah, or not. I don't know.
I mean, we'd love to know.
Anyway, I just thought that was funny. Like, all these people just ragging on each other. Here's something that you get to decide on.
Okay.
Like, do you know what young Frank Sinatra looked like?
Yes.
Okay. Well, Martin Scorsese wants to cast Leonardo DiCaprio as Frank Sinatra. What do you think? I'm looking at a side-by-side of the two of them, and obviously one's in black and white, young Frank Sinatra, old blue eyes. And then they don't look alike.
Leo is too old.
Well, maybe he plays them as older Frank Sinatra. And Frank's face definitely filled out in old age. Maybe there'll be a young person, and then there'll be the older one. Because, yes, this is, I don't know how old Sinatra is, and then maybe 30 in this picture. And, I mean, Leo's pushing 50.
We all have that smaller face in our 20s.
Yes. A little small face.
And if we're lucky, we hold on to that through our 30s. But eventually, you see a picture of yourself and you
filled out a bit.
Old and young, and you go, what happened to my face?
Are these tattoos? Oh, fun. Anyway, it looks like DiCaprio as Frank Sinatra. And then they're saying Jennifer Lawrence for some other role. I don't know who that'll be. One of his wives or something? Who knows? Oh, is it supposed to be Ava Gardner? Jennifer Lawrence is Sinatra's second wife, Ava Gardner.
Didn't he also marry Mia Farrow?
Yeah. I think he was with Mia.
Were they married or did they just date?
I don't know. But yes, I think that he's an interesting historical person.
Oh, they were married for two?
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know if it's Leo who should put, but maybe.
Well,
Leo's a good actor.
Scorsese works with Leo. That's the thing.
That is the thing. So
and
I'm sure he envisions him in every part.
Scorsese is elderly at this point, right?
Did
it say his age?
I'll look it up for you right now. Martin oh my God, I suck at typing. It's the worst.
No, you don't.
I do.
He's 81 years old.
Thank you. 81. That's old.
Well, it's old to, like I saw
it's
some,
not that old, though. I mean, the president's going to be 80, so.
Did you see the pictures recently that they were out of Clint Eastwood?
Yeah.
He's in his 90s. He's elderly.
He is.
And he for a long time, he pulled off, I'm still Clint Eastwood punk, but he's not anymore.
Well, he's like Clint Eastwood's great-great-great-great-grandfather.
Well, it's okay. We all age.
And he hasn't done a lot of stuff. Like, at least he looks like a guy who got old and not a guy who tried to not get old.
No, Michael Douglas is a guy who has tried desperately to not get old.
Yeah. It's not good, but it's also not for us to decide. Oh. We don't have to have an opinion on that, Ben. It's actually very freeing to not have to have an opinion. I'm learning. What's coming up in the news, Vincent?
Are you really learning that?
I'm trying, you know, I'm doing my best.
You seem like you struggle with it quite a bit.
Thanks for noticing.
And there is a sharp point to that. John's direction every time you remind us that he said that to you.
You don't have to have an opinion. Well, and here's the thing. It actually goes back to what we talked about earlier, where don't say, if you don't have something nice to say, don't say it.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, I don't have to express my opinion is what I think he was getting at.
As you made the point, though, to defend you, it is sometimes funny to just say skank.
Yeah. I'm a whore. Hello. That's funny.
Ashley Madison makes the news after these.
Oh, no, go away.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. You guys, Benson Boone. Benson Boone is like taking the world by storm. Just so amazing. Today and tomorrow at 5:05, be listening to Janie. Jane's got keywords that you then text back to our contest text number 20357. And you're entered for a chance to win a ticket to see this guy, Benson Boone, May 1st at the Masonic.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. 2024 is a big year for Fremont Bank. They are celebrating their 60th anniversary. Plus, they just opened their new flagship branch at 39150 Fremont Boulevard. Fremont Bank is here for you and here for good. Join the celebration by visiting FremontBank.com. And they're not afraid of curses, clearly.
What does that mean?
Well, I mean, you say we're here for you and here for good.
Oh.
Yeah, careful.
Here for the good of all the people.
You just want to be careful when you say I'm, you know.
Oh, yeah, like I might be jinxed. Well, maybe they knock on wood all the time.
Maybe they do. Or maybe they're just, like I said, they're not scared.
We have no fear. We're so good. The heroes of good.
Superstition does not enter into this
We're
equation.
Bankers. We're not superstitious.
We're numbers people. What do
We're
you want?
We're in our numbers.
Anyway, good morning, everyone.
Hello, Vinny.
It's a beautiful day in the city of San Francisco.
And
it looks
sunny.
Like we're going to be pretty good. You may see a few clouds, but there's no rain in the forecast. Yeah. And the weekend looks spectacular. Yesterday was actually hot.
Oh, I thought it was perfect.
There were spots that hit 85, including my house.
Wow. Yeah, I think we had a pretty good breeze going. I didn't notice it.
No.
I was out, but I didn't notice that it was too warm, which is great. I like it when it's perfect.
Okay, well, I didn't get the answer. Christina's listening, everyone. Say hi.
Hello, Christina.
The kids may be too. Hi,
hello,
kids.
Hello, children.
Daddy loves you.
Auntie Sarah loves you.
I am your dad, but it doesn't matter. Never mind. Anyway.
Hello.
Hello, everyone.
Go to school, learn all the stuff.
Right. Okay, the first story I had on my list, I wrote Christina about because she is well-traveled.
Yes.
I've told you guys this.
Right.
When we met,
been everywhere.
She's a businesswoman, and she traveled all over the place. And often, we would communicate via email for a week or more because she would be somewhere in the world.
Right.
So this one, when it came up, I thought, oh, let me ask her what she thinks. What is the best airport in the world?
It's Santa Barbara Airport, hands down.
Didn't get on the list.
That's too bad, yeah.
Really? You like that one?
Yeah, we had a great time. We had actually, our flight was delayed by like 4 hours, and we had such a good time in the Santa Barbara Airport sitting at the bar and just chatting chatting with the other people.
You're
and
it getting was, ripped. That doesn't exact. You know,
it added to the fun.
The beer goggles. You know, the love of the airport may have been influenced.
No, it was
by
really. It was really not crowded.
Those three sheets
it
you
was
were wearing.
So easy. The wind was blowing our three sheets.
I think Seoul, Korea was pretty
oh.
Nice.
Oh, you have been around.
Be so
of course
crowded.
I should have asked you. Duh.
Well, it isn't any airport I've ever been to in Mexico. I'm just like, oh my God, what's happening?
Oh gosh, there was this one. When I took Christina on that surf trip to Mexico, I actually specifically went and bought this bright, like kind of jacket, kind of light, because it was warm, but so that she wouldn't lose me.
Oh.
Not because I would get lost, but I just wanted to make sure that she felt like I know where my guy is. You
right.
know what I mean?
Because it's crowded and everyone's pushing and shoving and
one
like,
of the connecting
out.
Flights past the border yes. down there, there was truly a man holding a chicken in the airport. And I was like, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah, sorry about it, Mexico, but man, you just do not have that whole airport technology.
You're not supposed
down.
To be able to bring a chicken into the airport, I don't think.
It's my support chicken.
Well, all right.
Don't be such a jerk about it. I support fowl and dinner later. I'm supporting my family with this chicken.
Oh, no.
Come on, man, you gotta eat the chicken.
Of course.
I got a new support chicken tomorrow.
So a list has been put out. In the Mercury News, if you want to see this, and okay. I actually know a lot of our audience is well-traveled. If you're in tech, you've traveled
okay, so
all
where,
over the
where
world.
Where are the best ones?
Doha Hamad Airport is number one.
Is that where's Doha Hamad?
I was looking it up while we stretched.
Gotta be Dubai or
actually,
right?
Yeah, it's actually Qatar.
Oh,
Qatar. Sorry.
Qatar. It's Qatar.
Whatever, however you want to.
It's Qatar.
So that's the number one airport. In the world.
I'm not surprised. First of all, there's a lot of, you know, they just can, like, lay that thing out there. Just
made
big.
Money.
Right. There's probably, like, one of those ski hills under glass
probably
in there.
Probably not. But it is considered
it
the best. So, what did you say, Bryn?
I said Korea.
Oh, Korea.
South Korea.
Seoul?
Yeah.
Yeah. Incheon Airport?
Yeah, that's the one.
That's the one. They came in at number three. Incheon. Singapore Changi Airport. Changi?
Oh, I've been there, too.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, super nice.
You've been to the best airports in the world.
Singapore, very nice.
They're people say that the airport in Atlanta is pretty nice because there's like a good barbecue joint there. People like that one.
Out there,
which
you know,
airport, when you went to Japan, did you fly into?
Narita.
Narita's number five on the list.
Yeah. Number five.
And Haneda is Tokyo as well, and that's at number four.
Fun. Oh. The big, huge, huge place. Like, the Asian airports are freaking huge.
Mm-hmm. Huge!
They're like the train stations. Huge!
The only answer I got was not Frankfurt.
Oh.
From Christina.
So she didn't like the Frankfurt airport.
Well, one of the trips I remember, a couple trips. One, she was sick, and so she was just bummed. Another one, it was one of those, because she's someone who used to just, she was always working out, living out of a bag, and going between my house, her house, work,
trips,
and the gym,
right, yeah.
and trips, and at one point, she ended up on a flight with her passport and one credit card. That was it.
Oh.
I forgot my wallet. Luckily, I had my ATM card in the car and my passport. So she went somewhere in Europe.
Oh, my God.
With just the two things. So I don't know if it's...
Well, your ID and access
and
to money, I guess.
And you are going to work.
Right.
It's like, that's her work day.
Right.
She's going to work. Anyway, so Frankfurt may be part of one of those misadventures.
I see.
Anyway, Tokyo, Haneda, Narita are 4 and 5. Paris, Charles de Gaulle.
Oh.
Comes in at 6. Dubai Airport, Munich, Zurich, and Istanbul round out your town. Top 10.
That's amazing.
If you want to see this whole thing, you can find... By the way, America?
Zero.
Not
even Atlanta
20.
With its great barbecue, huh?
Nope.
And not Santa Barbara?
No.
Santa Barbara's a tiny one.
Well, you were,
so
you know, let's be honest.
Awesome.
You
Come
were
on,
wrecked.
I wasn't drunk the whole time. I showed up sober.
Did you, though?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we're not talking about one of your stories, Vinny.
Hey.
How about a fast fact? Okay, I'll take a fast fact. You know
fast,
I like those.
Fast.
Kid who played Charlie in Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory was never in a movie before and never in a movie again.
Oh, he's good in that.
His name is Peter Ostrom, and he went on to become a vet in New York.
Oh. Imagine that.
He's 66 now and retired. And if you're wondering, he says he still gets a royalty check every 3 months for about $10.
Oh, that's it? I feel like that movie's still getting... That's incredible.
Well, that's there are new ones now. But... And if you watch that one, it does seem old-timey.
It does.
So the kids aren't going to take to that. I don't think I'd try to show it to my kids.
Oh, really? I showed it to my kids.
Well, that was 20 years ago.
Yeah. We didn't have the updates.
Right. Did they like it?
Can't remember.
What do you mean you don't remember?
I just don't remember.
Did they have nightmares? Like, oh, those Oompa Loompas are creepy.
No. But bad things do happen to some of the kids in there. Have they made that a little more mild?
I don't know.
And they get the kids out of there like, unexplained fate.
He's not allowed to talk anymore, but I just saw him doing hand signals quite effectively. I was like, oh my God, he knows.
Sign language?
You know American Sign Language? Say yes to me.
Amazing.
Oh, he nodded yes.
Oh.
He does.
Wait, were you actually trying to tell us something in sign language?
No, he was talking to someone in another, over there.
Oh, I see.
But I watched him do.
Is he joking?
I'm not joking. I just watched him do sign. Don't ask him questions he can't answer.
He needs like a yes on one shoulder and a no on the other shoulder. I got to get him one of these Ouija shirts.
Stanley Kubrick had his secretary type "all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy" over 500 pieces of paper for The Shining, even though only a few of them were shown on camera.
So he's just like a sadist.
Well, I actually kind of agree with him in that. I remember when I got into radio, my boss used to go, "It's theater of the mind. You don't have to do that stuff." And I'm like, "Holmes, I made a bet that I would wear an American flag print bikini on the roller coaster in Pacific Beach on a hot summer day, and I lost. I have to go do that." And he's like, "But you don't."
You did have to. He's wrong. You're right. You made that bet. People would come out to see that.
And that's what I'm saying. Right. I was like, you gotta do this stuff.
Hell
you gotta
yeah.
do these things. And he was like, no, you could just, you could ride the coaster and tell everyone you're doing it and no one would know. And I was like, you're crazy.
Yeah, no thanks. I don't want to lie.
Step aside, old-timey radio guy. That's not the way we do it.
Right.
And then I went and did it.
Yeah. And you had to wear the bikini backward because all your junk was falling out the front.
Well, because the front of you ladies really wear small fronts.
We don't have anything
up front.
Yeah.
How am I supposed to?
We're just ladies.
From the side view, you could see the whole thing. It only covered the front.
You turned it around and wore it like a thong.
I had to.
That was the way.
I didn't have a choice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a good move. Any pictures of that anywhere?
Well, I'm sure there are.
If anybody has some of those, 800-400-3697. Or please email Bryn@RadioAlice.com.
Don't send those.
Do it.
Don't.
Please do.
Your boy thanks you.
I will protect you from your boy.
You're going to protect anyone from anything?
Yes.
Please. You
do
were
not
all.
Question, don't
we
question
high-fived
my abilities.
Earlier and you went, ow!
It's all part of the act, man.
Oh, is it?
Nice.
Okay.
It's all part of the cover-up.
Good acting.
Thank you.
Tough acting.
Thank you.
This cough. Would you get out of here already?
Beat it.
Seems like you're trying to get it out.
The cheating site, AshleyMadison.com.
Yeah, why are they still a thing?
I have no idea, but I did hear a story from someone I know.
Yes.
That they're... How do I word this without... making any hints towards anyone. I heard someone I know, their marriage busted up, and it turns out the one partner was using that website to make friends.
Oh,
and that's how it ended up.
So was it a dude? Because I do say there aren't any girls on there.
Anything about
I'm just
anything,
wondering if it was
I?
A dude, though.
Isn't it time for Ashley
it's
Madison.
Never no, it's not time.
The cheating site AshleyMadison.com.
The cheating site. Do you hear what you're saying? The cheating site. And by the way, cheaters, all of your emails got exposed in a giant, horrible, divorce-causing incident back before the pandemic.
Hopefully
how is that still a thing? Oh, my God. I missed this so much.
How did that song go? And then
it's not right. No. Yeah, you're just a cheater.
Oh. Here it is now. Everybody join in. Let's go. I'm looking for someone other than my wife.
Other than my wife. It doesn't sound drum beat, Betty.
That's not me.
That is a jam.
They really did write a hit, didn't they?
Oh, dudes. God, dudes are just...
Well, there's your story. I'll move on. Just kidding. Here are 10. Well, let me read the
whole thing. Busy polling their audience over there at Ashley Madison?
The cheating site AshleyMadison.com asked users to name other things they'd be less likely to cheat on than their wife, I guess.
Wow.
For example, 87% claimed they were honest on Monday and wouldn't cheat on their taxes. So they would cheat on their partner, not their taxes.
Well, their partner, the worst their partner. I suppose their partner could murder them.
Here are 10 more things cheaters say they'd never cheat on. They would feel worse about cheating on their favorite sports team.
Man.
They would feel worse
like
about cheating on a test.
Oh, my God. You know what? This is actually depressing me. Because everybody on that site is a cheater. Like, who cares if they feel bad about it or not? They're still going to do it. They're cheaters.
They wouldn't cheat on their political party.
Oh, my God.
Their political party.
They stick to their regular coffee order. They'd never cheat on that.
Oh, my God.
Their preferred fitness club, their favorite shoe brand, their phone carrier.
Nope. Nobody cares.
Wow. You're more committed to Verizon than you are to your wife. Wow, okay. Or husband.
Or husband. Yeah, there's no women on there.
You don't know.
Turns out I do know.
They wouldn't cheat on their favorite takeout place or their barber or hairstylist.
But they'd cheat on their wife.
And they wouldn't cheat on their diet, lastly.
Okay, sure.
Wow, you really are hostile this morning.
Didn't you hear that? The answers from a bunch of people who are already known cheaters just aggravate me.
Didn't you hear those people singing for you? That song kind of puts a little song in your heart, doesn't it?
No.
I really got a Tommy Igo thing going there, don't I?
Yeah.
Our text number is 800-400-3600.
Wow, that's a lot of information there.
408 says, your wife is right, Vinny. Frankfurt is an absolute cluster.
Oh,
they
Frankfurt.
Actually spell
but
out there.
Munich is okay.
It's like the Winchester mystery house of an airport.
Oh. We found ourselves in a dead-end room here at the airport.
Over an hour getting to my connecting flight, including two bus rides and a half-hour walk.
Oh, my God. Oh, they made their connection.
Another 408 says, Doha Airport in Qatar is the bomb. Many different cuisines in their restaurants, smooth security procedures.
Oh.
And the Qatar Airways provides a hotel room in the airport for layovers longer than 8 hours.
Wow.
Even for economy tickets.
Oh.
I love it when I get to change planes there. They must travel a lot.
That's incredible. Imagine that. If every airport you ever went to and you had a long layover would just put you up.
Oh, my goodness. You know, it was actually
or
the
delays.
Flight. It was the time I flew out to meet you.
Yeah.
And I know that radio station had zero money, mm-hmm. zero budget. But they paid for my flight to come out and see you and to go back, except there were connectors. And there I was in South Carolina when they said, the flight's been canceled. And I said, okay, I'm going to need another flight. And they went, tomorrow. And they said, it's because of some weather condition. And I was like, I don't have the money for what you're saying right now. You need to put me up. And they went, no, it's an act of God. We do not. No. And I went, you're not listening to me. I don't have any money. I need you to.
I need to eat in the next 24 hours. I need someplace to sleep in the next 24 hours.
You're welcome to stay in our waiting area right over here. I was like, whoa, thanks.
Wow.
A seat in the airport for 24 hours.
you can't even really walk away from an airport. It's not like you could have gone for a walk. You'd need to pay someone to drive you off the airport. There's a walkway out of there.
And in Qatar, they offer even economy tickets.
Mm.
Come and stay in a room.
Yeah, that sounds great.
That does sound great. What's coming up in the trash?
Oh, fakers, liars, and gold diggers.
Alice, blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.